the moment we've been waiting for. Our friend Pentley Holmes is here in the studio. Why don't you say hi, Pentley?
Howdy, everyone.
Oh, so good to have you here. I've been watching your schedule for quite a few months to see if we could get you in on the program. Pentley's from Easton, Pennsylvania, not far from here. It's within the listening area. You're a native of Easton, is that right?
Born in Phillipsburg, now I live in Easton.
Many of us have come from New Jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, right on.
Yeah. Let's talk about when you began to actually write your own music.
That's a question that comes up pretty often. I think I started writing poetry in the third grade. I was encouraged to write by my mom. And then it grew. As I got older, I started rapping as a rapper because it was still kind of like poetry to me. I always wondered how the back of the music was made, like the actual beats were created. A buddy of mine had come over and he was supposed to help me make a beat or something, and he just ended up playing his guitar and singing songs for me the whole time. And that's like at the age of 22. So if I'm going third grade to 22, that's when I started playing guitar and started writing.
At 22?
Yeah, those kind of songs.
That's very interesting to know. You know, a lot of people, they say, oh, yeah, I've been playing since I was a kid. You come from it from a different informed place when you start later.
You got to play catch up.
You got to play catch up. That's very true. Yeah. Very true. Yeah. Or you're already in a little bit slower motion, maybe. I'm not sure. I know you have a couple of recordings. I see we have here, what's this one? Pentley and the Lucid Dreamers. We've got here. Are there any other recordings under your belt?
There's some other stuff that hasn't been released yet. Yeah, maybe it'll be coming out like soon, like next month or something. I'll be finally releasing the song.
Well, that's good. You get the stuff where you like it, you get it recorded, and you just sort of hold on to it until it's ready to fit somewhere into a project.
Yeah, I think I'm like, I don't know, music is actually like not just for me, but I feel like for a lot of people, it's a big release. I wanted to make sure that I was in a place where I could accept the things that I'm saying in the song and like have people not think I'm a weirdo. At the same time, I was watching this interview online. I can't remember who it was, but it's like our job is to create and the listener gets to judge it. So it's like after you create something, you should just let people hear it.
Just let them have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. It's once you put it out there, you give it away.
Yeah. You feel the same way?
I feel the same way. Yeah. It's someone once likened it to letting the genie out of the bottle. You can't put it back in.
Right.
Once you've let it out, you can't put it back in. And it's out there for the listener to do what they will with it.
Right. No, true story.
And they may hear it differently than you intended it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. I think that I just wanted to make sure I was in the right space for that.
Yeah.
Creating and writing and, yeah.
I notice also that you travel quite a bit. Get yourself all around in your car. What do you do? What do you do? You just point a finger on the map and go wherever?
I think the first time I went out, I did that. Now, after I had gone out the first time, I kind of had, places that I could go back to. Then it was just seeing what parts of the country I wanted to see that I hadn't seen. Yeah, it was just, sorry to say it like this, but you asked me earlier, a little bit about how I find inspiration. It was just, I think that's what it was. A lot of it was about was finding myself and trying to find inspiration and new stuff to write about.
Do you want to play a song for us?
Sure.
We're talking with Pentley Holmes. He's going to be at Music Fest on Sunday, August 11th at Homegrown Godfrey Daniels session in the late afternoon. I'm not going to tell you what time it is because I want you to come and hang out all day.
All day, yeah. I'm going to be hanging out all day.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, play a song.
All right, right on. This is a song off the record that you seem to play quite often. I think this is the first song I wrote for that record. It's called The Devil. Sold my soul to the devil, and I sold it for love. Now tell me to think that eternity in hell for me is gonna come. And he said unto me, she will be the lonely girl on the side of the road. And And he said unto me, she'll be the love of your life in exchange for your soul. And then I sold my soul to the devil, and I'd sold it for love. And I sold my soul to the devil, and now you have no right just breaking my heart. And you knew where it was on the side of my arm. And then you said my name and I will come running back home to you, just to see what your love would do. And now I'm cold and I'm alone in the dark. And I thought you'd take care of my heart. And I sold my soul to the devil. And I sold my soul for love.
Are you self-taught on that guitar?
I am, but I'm looking for a guitar instructor.
Are you?
Yes.
We know numerous guitar instructors out there, and now they've all heard that you're looking for an instructor.
Awesome.
I'll get you a name.
Right.
Just
on.
In case you want it.
I do.
So you're self-taught.
Yes.
Yes, as many of us are.
Right.
Your technique in playing, do you typically play without a pick?
I play with a lot with a pick, and then some songs this song is easier to play without a pick.
Yeah.
I wrote this song with a pick, actually, and over the years, I just started playing it with that one.
You just got that thumb driving on the bass,
yeah.
The bass note there.
No, yeah, totally. That's like one of the only songs I do that, though.
Okay,
so
well, it moves the song along very perfectly.
As if
there was a bass playing along with you. So what's the inspiration for that one?
Part of my story in my bio is that I had a ruptured brain aneurysm. So after that happened, I was really focused on God and stuff like that. But then I was working at this job and I met this girl. I was really digging and she took a liking to me too at the time. And then we just started dating and then I found myself wanting to spend more time with her and not spend so much time at church anymore. I started really liking her and then she broke up with me. And that's how I felt, like I had sold my soul to the devil.
Makes sense. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Well, of course that's what it means.
Yeah.
But the listener can take it any way they want.
Right.
Right. Let's talk about your family just a little bit. Is your family based in Phillipsburg, Easton area?
My mom is from Phillipsburg, but the rest of my family is pretty much from Easton.
your name Holmes enough is pretty much synonymous with Easton, so yeah. It's kind of nice. It's a warm feeling kind of when you hear that. You just I get a sense of grounding.
Okay.
Yeah, when I hear that. I hope that that's the case for you, but
yeah, it's cool,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess I eventually had to migrate over to Easton, right?
Yeah. I guess you did, yeah. So, well, is music something that reaches beyond just beyond your immediate family? Does it go out into any other areas?
I think I'm the only person in my family that plays, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I would say my brother got me started kind of like rapping because he was rapping, and then like my dad put together a studio in the basement, and then I got like kind of like an idea of how to record, and I started like recording these rap albums, but he was always recording, and then like I broke out of it. So I think he still raps too, and like, but
yeah,
like I'm the only one that plays an instrument and
is
still
he
going.
Older?
Yeah, he's older 2 years older than me.
If you don't mind, if we could go back to the brain aneurysm, how old were you when that happened?
I was 25.
So you're older than 25 now.
You can put plus 10 on that.
Yeah. And so when that happened, where were you in life?
I was just working a job. I had a serving job that I was doing pretty well at, and I was working like 3 days a week. And, I didn't really have, like, a direction. I had just started playing music in a couple years earlier, and I was just, like, hanging out at home watching a movie.
When it happened, you were watching a movie?
So, yeah.
Oh, very, very sorry. But we all go through things, and we're impacted in different ways. And music, we all know, can be very therapeutic for someone. So, just like today, you said you had no power.
Right, yeah.
So what do you have? You got a guitar.
My acoustic guitar, yeah.
Yeah.
Like just sitting out in the heat playing, you know.
Yeah, that's your best friend.
Amen.
You're right. You're playing a...
Martin D. Jr.
D. Jr.
Yeah.
That's a sweet little guitar. That's my size.
It is a sweet little guitar. You can play it if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in a little while.
All right.
Why don't you play another song for us?
Cool, will do.
Okay.
So this song I'm actually going to play is it's one of those songs that I was telling you about. I wasn't sure how I felt about the recording, about the song, releasing it, and I think... Especially with the way music's going nowadays, I'm going to release this one next month. But I didn't want to release it because, sorry, I'm talking so much. I feel like people don't really pick up CDs as much anymore. You'll post a song online and, you know, you'll get like 100 Facebook views and then that's the end of the song, you know? The song meant a lot to me when I first wrote it, but I'm going to just go ahead and play it. It's called Socks and Shoes.
Cool.
I hope you're happy. I hope that you know that you said it best before you got up and left and you grab your keys where they rest. Only those tears that you wept had stayed. You said, I'm leaving. It's fine, a way to believe it. I've been so sick of your dreaming, like I've been sick of your reasons. I've been sick from this feeling. I'm tired from screaming. I don't know how you don't see it all or how we let be, but we don't get along. Just this time that we're stealing. We're both catching feelings and we're so good at concealing all our intention, revealing over these years. We're shedding them and we spend our days trying to forget them. I had this girl in my bed. She's not in my head at all and I'm behooved because she hasn't a clue at all and she cannot see it all. She cannot see it all that she is in you. She's just being used and it's her time that I'm stealing. And she's catching feelings and I'm so good at concealing all my intention revealing. As I try to call you, be someone to talk to, cause the last time I saw you told me those words I need to hear. And I thought I was wrong, oh, but I found out I'm more strong. And I thought I was wrong, but I found out I'm stronger. Wouldn't even leave too much at my place except your socks and shoes. I think some soap for your face, and there's a smoke filled with coffee you didn't care to take in your haste to the door. To waste some of your time is a girl in his bed, but you're not in his head at all. Are you behooved, or you just don't have a clue at all, and you cannot see it all. You cannot see it all. He's not into you, you're just being used, and it's your time that he's stealing. It's your catch of feelings, and he's so good at concealing all his intention revealing. As I try to call you, be his someone to talk to, cause the last time I saw you, you told me those words I need to hear. And I thought I was wrong, oh, but I found out I'm more strong. And I thought I was wrong, and I thought I was wrong, but I found out I'm stronger.
That's cool.
Thank you.
That's got a little bit of serious poetry, the rhythm of the lyrics and the way the meter and how you're delivering those. It's got a beat to it. I think that's what I'm looking for. Like the words and the melody are also providing a beat during part of the song.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I try to use my voice like a instrument and try to make the song like kind of like, I don't know how to explain, like touchy, catchy, I don't know, percussive a little bit.
Yeah. This is WDIY Allentown. You're listening to Live from Godfrey Daniels. I'm Dina Hall, and my guest tonight is Pentley Holmes. He's from Easton, and he is here playing music, and we're just talking and having a good time. He's going to be at Music Fest, Liederplatz, for Godfrey Daniels Day, Homegrown Godfrey set. That's on Sunday, August 11th. Let's talk about traveling. You just get in the car, you go. Do you have places to stay?
That's a good question.
Fly by the seat of your pants?
A lot of people ask me that. Sometimes I do have places to stay. Sometimes I don't. I have this really cool opportunity that I fell upon. I don't really remember how it happened, but there's this hotel sponsor I have. It's called Hotel RL. And like, if I go there and I play for an hour, they'll give me a hotel room for the night. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty cool. Sometimes I sleep in the car. A lot of times I sleep in the car. I don't mind it either. And at first I felt weird about telling people that, but it's like there's just something that takes me back to like being a kid sleeping in a tent, crashing in the car. It's kind of cool because no one really knows I'm in there. Also, the other thing that's really cool is when I'm traveling, I tell people I'm from Jersey because that's what my bio says, even though I live in Easton.
Yeah.
They turn into like these generous people, and they're like, a lot of times people just put you up at night.
Because you're from far away?
Yeah, because I'm from far away. They know I'm traveling, and then they'll ask the same question, like, where are you staying at tonight?
They don't do that just because you're a nice guy.
Well, they do. Yeah, they do. That happens, too.
That, too. Yeah. Right.
That's a big part of it. In between the spans where there's like a week off or something, a lot of times it's like 4 or 5 days. I'll get a hotel in between then.
I did a lot of back and forth 3-4 hours away, and sometimes you just want to sleep for a few hours in the car.
Exactly.
And I would actually have a car that I could fit a small air mattress in the back of.
Right on.
So I would do that. But I always wanted to develop something where I could make a screen, like you would have in a screen window or a screen door, with a magnetic frame around it. So I could open the sunroof and put that over the top of it, so then I could still have air in the summertime. Someone told me that has been invented.
Has it?
Apparently it has. I missed it.
There's like all this cool stuff, and that's the further out west you go, there's people that just live in their vans, and it's in like...
Yeah, what's the difference between your car and a camper?
Yeah.
What's the difference, really?
None. Well, the space.
Comfort.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere for a while, but that's one of the next things I'm looking into, is getting one of those big vans, those big camper, not a camper van, but like a Sprinter van, and I'll do my own conversion to it.
Cool, and we'll put Pentley on the side of it.
I don't want to do that because, people might...
They might wonder. What.
Yeah, they might find me or something.
That's true. Yeah. One other little topic to talk about. You typically are solo. Do most of this work by yourself, solo?
Yeah, totally.
Do you ever or infrequently have a band backup? I know this album has, it refers to the Lucid Dreamers, so yeah. I wondered if that was a one-time project or...
The Lucid Dreamers was a, not a one-time project. I do still play with the band. Now that I'm home more, like, I'm going to be playing more with the band. That's, like, one of my goals. I feel like when I started playing, this guy, Bob Noble from, he was in the Quimby Mountain Band.
Oh, I know Bob.
Yeah, great guy. Mm-hmm. He kind of got me started playing out. As his band stopped playing together, I picked up him. Well, he got his drummer to play with me, so we were always playing with a band and, like, not so much solo. And it's like, yeah, I just had to, like, kind of start to do my own thing because and see if I was able to do it by myself and, like, not just, you know, rely so heavily on the other members.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I feel like that, you can probably relate to that, like, comes... Mm-hmm. As part of, like, your career, you know, you got to just kind of prove yourself.
You have to find different ways to deliver the song.
Right, exactly, yeah.
You're delivering it in a completely different method and different manner.
Right.
I'm thrilled to have you here. You want to do one more song before we head on out of here?
Yeah, sure. Pledge will be mine.
Okay. Right. Pentley Holmes, right here on Live from Godfrey Daniels.
This song is called Shape Up.
Can I just say I love this song?
Of course you can.
Okay,
yeah.
Go for it.
It's another song without a pick. I do play with a pick a lot, though. Woke up to rain and I'm not complaining, but my situation, it ain't the same without you here. Hard pressing to bereaving without reasoning and fear. So strange to be alone as I'm shedding all these tears. So strange to be alone and it's after all these years. So strange to be alone, I guess I need to shape up or ship out. Move on, she's gone. I need to shape up or ship out. Move on, no, she's gone. And I wonder, why do I need her? Cause I wish for amnesia or some form of dementia. Then I won't miss her and I'm so sick of crying. Give me Alzheimer's and then I won't realize that I'm dying. Then I'll shape up or ship out. Move on, she's gone. I need to shape up or ship out. Move on, no, she's gone. She severed all love, she severed all hurt. Her eyes on me. She severed all hurt. Eyes on me. So alone, darling, I'm lonely. So lonely. And I need to shape up or ship out. Move on. She's gone. I need to shape up or ship out. Move on, no, she's gone. Let me tell ya, she's been deceptive since our inception and unreceptive, and it's what she's projected all these years. I'm hard pressed to bereaving without reasoning and fear. So strange to be alone as I'm shedding all these tears. So strange to be alone and it's after all these years. So strange to be alone, I guess I need to shape up or ship out. Move on, she's gone. I need to shape up or ship out. Move on, no, she's gone. Shape up, ship
is gone. Shape all, well, ship out, move on. Well, she's gone.
Yeah, Shape Up. Alrighty. Well, one last time. He's going to be at Music Fest Liederplatz Sunday, August 11th, part of Godfrey Daniels Day. What's your website?
PentleyHolmes.com.
That's easy enough. All right. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you soon.